This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a roundtable with the CEOs of leading US tech companies in New York this morning. The Prime Minister said the 21st century is technology-driven and every sector is driven by technology. He emphasized that balance between technology and democracy is the need of the time. He added that the convergence of democratic values and technology is a guarantee to human welfare. The Prime Minister said technology minus democracy creates an environment for crisis. He said India is a country with a lot of talent, democracy and market, which is a rare thing. The Prime Minister discussed initiatives to foster bilateral collaborations across various sectors. He said he feels good at the faith exhibited by the CEOs towards India and asked them to share their insights as it helps in forming new policies. Adobe Chairman and CEO Shantanu Narayan, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, IBM CEO Arvind Krishna, AMD Chair and CEO Lisa Su, and Moderna Chairman Norbert Afan were among the prominent people who attended the roundtable. Earlier during his address to a large gathering of Indian diaspora in New York, Mr. Modi coined the term American Indian Spirit as the new global AI force. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will inaugurate Sainik School Jaipur in Rajasthan today. The Defence Ministry said that it is part of the government's vision to set up 100 new Sainik schools across the country in partnership with NGOs, state governments and private schools. The Ministry has accorded approval to 45 new Sainik schools under the partnership mode. These new schools will function under the aegis of Sainik School Society and follow the rules and regulations. The campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end this evening. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 5 districts of the Union Territory will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of this month. These districts are Riasi, Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu Division and Srinagar and Badgam in the Kashmir Valley. 11 assembly segments of Rajouri, Poonch and Riasi districts of the Jammu Division will go to polls on Wednesday. Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections are being conducted in 3 phases. The counting of votes will take place on 8th of October. Former AICC President and Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will address election rallies in Poonch and Srinagar today. Mr. Gandhi will address the first election rally in Surankot town of Border District Poonch in support of Congress NC Alliance candidate and AICC Secretary Shahnawaz Chaudhary. An Election Commission of India team led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar reached Ranchi on a 2-day visit to Jharkhand to review the preparations for the upcoming assembly elections in the state. The team, also comprising Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, will meet representatives of political parties in Ranchi today. National People's Power leader Anura Kumara Dissanayake was sworn in as the 9th executive president of Sri Lanka today. The swearing-in ceremony took place at the presidential secretariat this morning. 55-year-old Mr. Dissanayake's victory comes after a closely contested election against opposition leader Sajith Premadasa. The election extended into an unprecedented second round of vote counting, unseating the incumbent president Ranil Wickremesinghe. In the stock market, benchmark equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 hit fresh record highs today, fueled by expectations of increased foreign inflows after last week's Federal Reserve rate cut. The BSE Sensex touched an all-time high of 84,881 points after opening at 84,651 in the morning, gaining 230 points. The Nifty 50 opened at 25,872 and touched a new high of 25,926 points, gaining 53 points. The BCCI Men's Selection Committee has announced the Indian squad for the second test against Bangladesh. The selection committee has confirmed that the squad remains unchanged for the second test. The match will be held in Kanpur starting from the 27th of this month. India crushed Bangladesh by a huge margin of 280 runs on the fourth day of the opening test to take a 1-0 lead in the 2-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.